Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Hello and welcome to our camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on in and make yourself at home. It's been a tough couple of weeks. It's been a tough year. Let's sit down in this camp house and take a little break together. Hey, the front door to the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from Purina. Calming Care, very gently over time, calms the overactive dog. You have a dog that gets really anxious when there's lightning in the air? Calming Care. I'll save $5 off your next order when you come get a coupon at bbkoradio.com. Amidst all the bad news that has faced us every day, there's some good news, and it comes from Alaska. And in no small part, that good news can be attributed to the good work of the Sportsman's Alliance. The Sportsman's Alliance, without our even knowing it each day, is hard at work defending our rights to hunt and trap. They are a strong line of defense against an anti-hunting world that would manage our species through emotion and not conservation and science. And that just won't work. It's been proven before. Brian's going to join me on the show today, not only to talk about a victory in Alaska, but to talk to us about the Yellowstone ecosystem, not just Yellowstone Park, but that entire Yellowstone area and the battle over the grizzly bears there. Glad you're in camp with us here at Kender Outdoors. Hey, let's go fishing. Free fishing days all over the nation today as we kick off National Fishing and Boating Week. Listen to this. Celebrating with free fishing. No license needed today. The state of Arizona. Today and tomorrow in Colorado. All weekend long in Delaware, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky. Today and again next Saturday and the 4th of July in Maryland. It's free to fish in Massachusetts all weekend long. Same story in Minnesota. Boy, you folks in Minnesota could sure use a little time by the stream right now, huh? It's a free fishing weekend in Mississippi. Missouri, too. In New Hampshire, you fish free today. New Jersey, you don't need a license there either today. Or in New Mexico. North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, fish free all weekend. In Tennessee, no license required today through Friday. Fish free this weekend in Virginia. Fish free today in Utah. All weekend long in Wisconsin and Wyoming. Here in my home state of Texas on this free fishing day today, the state has stocked hundreds of catfish in various spots across the state, trying to make it a little bit easier for everybody to go home smelling like fish. I've got a link to your state regulations and dates for free fishing at bbkoradio.com. America needs a fishing trip right now. Hey, these boys know how to fish, and they're bringing it to North Texas next year for the Bassmaster Classic. We talked about it last week. It's going to be on a great lake, a great bass lake full of timber. Not too far north of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Lake Ray Roberts, the weigh-in, held daily in Fort Worth's new and fancy Dickies Arena. The Bassmaster Classic Outdoor Expo at the Will Rogers Memorial Center, historic spot. The Classic is coming to Cowtown. Mark Zona has agreed to join me on the show next week and talk it up. We're going to see what he looks like in a cowboy hat. Major League Fishing is back on the water this weekend. Lake Toho is the launch, and they'll be fishing the Kissimmee Chain all week long. That is one of my favorite bodies of water on planet Earth for catching bass. They hit the water tomorrow. They'll crown a champion on Friday. $745,000 on the line in a full field of 80 pros. The 2020 tour will conclude July 10 through 15, Lake Champlain, after five stages. It's modified, has been since March 23rd, following three successful stages. Major League Fishing had to put it on pause. Coronavirus. But they're fishing again tomorrow. And I'm glad to see it. On the bragging board at bbkoradio.com, they are gigantic. Jeremiah Mefford, new state record paddlefish, prehistoric looking rascal, caught it out of Keystone Lake, Oklahoma. 143 pounds. Beat the old state record by 10.5 pounds. Move it up to Pennsylvania. It's more than likely the new record for flathead catfish in Pennsylvania. A monster, 56.3 pounds. Jonathan Pierce, congratulations. Calming Care from Purina settles the overbarker, the overjumper, the overactive dog gently and over time. Not a drug. Calming Care. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Click on the little tab to save $5 on Calming Care.
Hi, this is Clay Connor with Ducks Unlimited. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you've had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon Hunting Blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon Hunting Blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, visit kinderoutdoors.com to get in on this incredible raffle, conservation raffle, for the state of Tennessee. You can buy tickets right now. You can win the President's Island Deer Hunting Package, the most coveted deer quota hunt. You could win that Tennessee elk tag for 2020, lodging, a Tika rifle, Vortex scope, Danner boots. You could win the off-road package, a 2020 Honda Pioneer 1000, hard roof, lights, helmet, or the turkey hunting package, your entry to the governor's one-shot hunt, guided by none other than Preston Pittman, 5-time world calling champion. How about that fishing package? Spend a day on the water with legend Bill Dance. A waterfowl package, a camping package, it all starts when you visit me at bbkoradio.com. You're looking for the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Foundation conservation raffle, and your money goes to wild critters and wild places. Some of my very favorite people are those folks, you folks, that carry out the mission of the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation and teach our kids in school about hunting and fishing. Yeah, that outdoors curriculum. Scott McClure has been there since this curriculum started. He wrote the curriculum. I've got him on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot line now. Scott, welcome back.
Thank you, Big Billy. Love to be on your show and love to share our great successes here. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, and that's what I'm calling about is your success as the Outdoor Adventures program continues to grow in schools all across America. This little deal that started in Texas some years back has now grown all over the nation. In a nutshell, for folks that are hearing this for the very first time, what is Outdoor Adventures?
Outdoor Adventures is a in-school physical education or ag science wildlife management curriculum. It is a curriculum for the entire school year so students can get their physical education credit. They get a PE credit learning all about the outdoors from hunting, fishing, archery, survival skills, and many, many other units.
Yeah, actually, it's learning about the outdoors in school. It's so very cool. And it's been available to junior high and high school students in the past, but something brand new that I'm really excited about is beginning with the 2020-2021 school year, Outdoor Adventures will now be available to elementary schools that want to add it, right?
Yes, sir. Every single elementary school, private and public and homeschools, will now have access to Outdoor Adventures education for K through fifth grade.
Wow. That's very, very big because, as we all know, anything that we learn in life, when we grasp it at a very young age like that, it tends more to last for life.
Absolutely. Through our research, we have found that every grade level, when they learn a new outdoor skill, the first thing they do when they walk into PE, the next grade level, they ask that PE teacher, "We had so much fun doing the outdoor skill last year. What do we get to do this year?" And it becomes the highlight of that grade. For example, if they learn how to fish in third grade, they want to go fishing. They walk into fourth grade and they learn they're going to do archery. They're excited because now every grade level, they'll have a new outdoor skill.
Yeah, that's just awesome. If you don't have outdoor adventures in your schools, and I'm looking at the map here for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation and the Outdoors Education in the Classroom. We've got a bunch of stations down in Florida that air our show every week. You guys need to go to your school administrators and say, we need outdoor adventures. I'm shocked that no one in Florida has this program. If you don't have it in your schools, it's not real difficult to get it started. Scott, tell us how.
The easiest thing to do is drop me an email at scott@gootf.com, and that is Scott with one T, S-C-O-T, at G-O-O-T-F, F as in Frank, .com. Or go to our website, or you can Google Outdoor Adventures, and we're the first one that pops up. Contact me, get me a contact with your school, let me get in touch with that PE teacher, and we'll make this happen.
Yep, there you go. It just continues to grow, Scott. I just sit here with my jaw hung down watching this thing grow. It's amazing. Does it amaze you still?
I tell you what, when I think about where we were 10 years ago, where we are today, I just know that it has been blessed, and I just thank God for everything that's happening, because every child that learns a new outdoor skill is another person that's going to appreciate the outdoors and appreciate wildlife.
Absolutely. 579 schools and growing, the outdoor adventures curriculum in our classrooms. Scott, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, learn more about the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. That's K-I-N-D-E-R. My buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, did a very interesting show. He was on Hook and Look with Kim Stricker a couple of years ago, and they were on a summertime pattern with cameras on the crappie, and it was a great learning experience. I talked to Wally about it.
On these brush piles that we were fishing, the folks need to know that it was 102 degrees,
right.
89 degree water temperature, and there was no puff of wind. It was slick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely slick. Every now and then we'd get a little crappie chop, what I call crappie chop, a little wave action, but not much. This was in August, dog days of the summer. And so what we were doing, we're taking a big bait. We didn't have no scent on it. We didn't have no live bait. And we're actually finessing those fish to bite.
Yeah.
And you can catch, pull up to a pile, catch four or five, done. Or catch one, done.
Yeah.
You know, and you would look on your depth finder and you would see the brush pile, but you wouldn't see many fish. But then when you put that camera down there, the fish were down in the brush. So we were actually having to get right down in the brush piles to get those fish out of there.
We learned a lot about it. Kim pointed out on the show that crappie can smell, and you could actually see those fish come up and put the top of their nose, put the top of their snoot right underneath that bait and take a sniff of it and back off. They would come up and maybe just taste it real quick. They wouldn't take it in their mouth. They just taste it
they
real
just
quick.
Barely and back pull on it. They just barely pull on it, and you can't feel that.
Yeah.
At 25 foot deep with monofilament line or braided, you're still not going to feel that fish pull it to the side like they were doing on that show.
Yeah.
And so it does help to put some kind of scent on it to where they can actually grab it and hold on to it. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, that made a believer out of me with your bait. It's called the Scissor Shad, and it's got a pair of legs, a lot of movement. It's a longer bait, and it's got a hollow body, so I can insert a rattle, which I like that idea on real stained or muddy water. And also, I can insert some scent in there.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason I built that bait, because there's none out on the market to where you can actually put a power bait in there or shoot some scent up inside there, some of that gel or whatever. But, hey, man, I ain't never used any scent. But, you know, after watching that show, it makes sense.
It does make sense. A lot of times when those crappies shut off, they're still there. They've just, the barometric pressure has changed just a hair, something, and the word went out, we're not going to bite anymore. It was phenomenal how many fish would come up and look at that bait and not bite, even after they've been biting decent.
And it's funny because we actually caught two limits of fish that day, and it's 37 crappie per man. Right. And so we had over 70 fish during the show, but we covered a lot of brush piles, went a lot of places. But I'm telling you, you can go up there and catch four or five, and that's about it. Sometimes one. But I'm telling you, the big ones bite first.
Yes.
That's another thing I learned about the show. The big ones bite first.
Hey, that's Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie. Interesting day when he and Kim Stricker from Hook and Look sent the cameras down there with the jigs. Summertime workouts with our dogs can bring on GI upset. Heat in general can do that. Travel with our dogs can do that. That's why it's important to always keep Fortiflora handy. America's number one canine probiotic. Fortiflora.
Hi, I'm Ken Darcy with Remington. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake. And our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine,
world-class wing shooting. The best free-range axis deer hunting in the world. My favorite, by the way. Plus native whitetails and turkey. And some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Thank you for spending a little time in the old camp house with us today at Kinder Outdoors. We could all use a break. Been a pretty intense couple of weeks in our country, and I believe this would be a better place if we all sat down under a shade tree with a good book and listened with our hearts to what Jesus had to say. He certainly never taught us to hate anybody simply because their skin color was different than ours. He never taught us to throw a rock through a window and go steal a TV. He taught us to love one another, love our neighbor, and to love him. Boy, if we'd do that earnestly and honestly, do that, all of our problems would be solved. Fact. I had a conversation with my buddy, Larry Wysoon, a couple of years ago about choosing a lease, a piece of property that you're going to pay money for to hunt on. What do you look at? What are the criteria that you need to be assured of before you lay down your cold, hard bucks? I've had requests to replay that conversation, so we're getting into that time of year when folks are looking for leases, and I thought right now might be a good time. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, and let's go hunting for a deer lease.
Always. You know, one of the things I really enjoy is being able to spend time with you on the radio. That's one of my great pleasures. That's not to eat a smoke. It's just the truth, by golly. I appreciate your friendship. Appreciate your time and the opportunity to visit with you.
Well, we're kind of cut from the same jib. We have a lot in common.
Yes,
and one of those things is white-tailed deer. We both love white-tailed deer. You've earned your name, Mr. Whitetail. I haven't got a good moniker like that yet, but I love to hunt white-tailed deer, and I love every facet of it, Larry. I love looking at new property and evaluating properties that I might want to lease. And that can really vary. If you're in Montana, that's one thing. If you're in South Texas, that's another. Florida, it's a whole nother animal down there. 20 acres in Florida might be all you need. What are you looking for in general when you pull into a place and you're thinking you might want to spend your hard-earned money to lease this property?
There are several things that I look at, of course, to some extent size, to some extent what kind of practices the neighbors have. I enjoy hunting mature deer. They don't have to be big-bodied or huge antlered. It's like, you know, to me, the challenge comes in hunting a buck that's 4.5 years of age. So I want to see, I want to know something about that general area to begin with, and I'll do my homework a little bit ahead of time before I actually get on the property. And what I'll do is I'll try to get in touch with the local wildlife biologist or if not a wildlife biologist, a warden, and try to get an idea of what the deer density is in that area, and also to some extent what the buck to doe ratio generally is. I'm not going to ask a whole lot about size or anything like that. And then, two, if at all possible, I want to be able to find out what kind of fawn survival rate that area has had over the last, say, 4 to 5 years, because if there have been very few fawns in that area born, they're not going to be very many mature deer that I'm looking for. So that's one thing on the population and the density and the composition sort of thing. And then beyond that, I want to look and see what kind of deer browses there to try to get an idea. Is there food available there? Is it an area that these deer have maybe passed through from a bedding area to a feeding area? Are there some little creek bottoms or little areas that are some dense thickets that deer can move through? Just kind of get a general idea, and then, too, I'm going to spend some time walking once I get there while I'm looking at some of the browse. Of course, I'm going to look for tracks. I'm going to be looking for deer while I'm out walking, but also I'm going to look for rubs. I want to know that there are bucks on the property that have been rubbing their antlers, and depending on the time of the year, too, I'll look for scrapes if it's late winter. And even during the summertime, a lot of times you can see where deer has been scraping the ground and certainly see where they've been rubbing. So all those kind of give me a pretty good indication as to what might be there. And then, you know, is it a huntable property? I mean, how big is it? And, it, you know, can I set up deer stands? Can I still hunt? Can I, you know, feel like I might be able to rattle up a buck? There's several things that kind of come into play as I'm looking at all these things that will help me to decide where, if this indeed is the property that I'm going to want to hunt in the future.
All critters, I don't care if they're a human being or a white-tailed deer or a bobwhite quail, need three things: food, cover, and water. How do you prioritize those three when you're looking at that property? Do you have to have a water hole right there?
I'd love for there to be one, but, you know, if I know something about that general area, then you're always good. It's always good, as far as I'm concerned, from a hunting perspective, to have water on the property. And again, it's, I like to fish a little bit too, and I like to jerk an old perch out of water. I let it roll for a while. You know, so that is an added benefit in terms of prioritizing. If there's food there, there's probably going to be cover there, because, I mean, there's going to be brushy cover and hiding cover or tall grass. So I think food probably in most instances is going to be a primary thing. And if there's food there, there's a pretty good chance that there's some water there in the area as well, too. So, and then cover, of course, cover, deer adapt. I mean, if you remember, over the years, you know, we've had been in the CRP programs and brought back a lot of the grasslands in the Midwest, and some of the biggest bucks that you find out in that tall grass, taller grass country. And so if there's tall grass there in certain areas, then certainly there's sufficient cover for those deer to stay on that property.
You bet. You know, one thing that a lot of guys don't look at, they pull through the gate, they fall in love with the property. This is absolutely perfect, but it's something that I've always insisted has to be right, too. I want to meet the owner of that property or the manager that I'm going to be dealing with, and I want to take them to lunch and make sure that we jive, that we get along.
Absolutely.
And this is not someone that's going to come in halfway through the season and throw us all off the lease.
Absolutely. I got off of a lease before we ever got truly into it about 3 years ago, up around Rock Springs, and got after I got to meet the landowner and got to really visit with him, I found out very quickly that he had a whole lot of different ideas about hunting, and leasing than what I did, because he was going to bring in all kinds of different friends to take the does and do this and do that, and then this rule changed and that rule changed. And thankfully, I found out about all this before the season really opened. And it was beautiful property, and it was property that I really would have liked to hunt it. But I could tell once visiting with him, and that's exactly what I did. I called him, set up a breakfast in my instance. I says, "Hey, let's get together and breakfast, have breakfast, coffee." And we did, and when I left there, I thought about it a little bit, and I turned around and went back and said, you know, I think I better not be involved in this particular property.
Yeah, it's so very important, because it can take a great piece of property and a great group of friends and divide them and cause all kinds of problems. So that's something really important that you ought to take a look at.
Exactly, and it's not worth it to get in that kind of situation. I mean, there are other properties available, and may take a little bit more time to find out exactly what you're looking for, but I think if you invest that time and that effort, then it certainly pays off in the long run.
They call him Mr. Whitetail. My dear friend, Larry Wysoon. He is a wildlife biologist, outdoor photographer, writer, television host, DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon on Pursuit Channel. He's a papaw, and he's an all-around good old boy. And you can meet him, say hello to him, in January at the DSC Convention and Expo in downtown Dallas. Make your plans now. We're going to be COVID-free and rolling on. Plan on it. Terrific conservation news coming out of Alaska the other day. Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance has the lowdown on it. We're going to talk to him when I come back from the coffee pot.
It's Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, if you don't sit down, those ducks are never going to come in.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and opt it for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Many of my favorite memories hang on the walls of our home. Memories like my son's first deer, Robin's big walleye from deep Midwest waters, a pair of South Dakota pheasants from one of the finest 4 days of my life. When it's time to preserve your top outdoor memories, I'd recommend that you use the very best in the business. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury did the work on my son's first buck. You know, that was over 20 years ago, and that mount hasn't faded or failed in any way. Now that's money well spent. Roy Holdridge and his award-winning artists at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury continue to win top honors year after year and are trusted with the work of serious hunters from around the globe. Visit True Life Taxidermy's 10,000-square-foot showroom and see examples of True Life creativity at truelifetaxidermy.org and on Facebook. After the hunt, True Life Taxidermy in Granbury is truly the only stop that you need to make, providing wild game processing as well. When it's time, remember, True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. on Facebook, and TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Hey, listen, it's never been easier to reach us. Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten. KinderOutdoors.com. Anything you heard on the show, you can hear it again. Learn more. Need to get in touch with me right away, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. I want to welcome Brian Lynn back to the show with the Sportsman's Alliance. Whether you're a member of the Sportsman's Alliance Foundation or not, these guys are working for you every day of the year, so you really need to get to know them. Brian, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Billy.
In a nutshell, you guys are watching over us even when we don't watch out for ourselves at the Sportsman's Alliance Foundation. Tell everybody, in a nutshell, what is the Sportsman's Alliance?
Well, we've been around since the 70s, and what we do, the only reason we exist, is to protect hunting, fishing, and trapping, specifically from the animal rights movement. And we do that in all 50 state legislatures, state and federal court, and at the ballot box when animal rights activists try to push things through using the popular vote instead of scientific management.
There you go. Yeah, emotion over science. Yeah, it just doesn't work. It's been proven not to work.
Yep.
A good result of the hard work of the Sportsman's Alliance has just taken place up in Alaska, and I want to talk a little bit about that. And it has to do with the National Park Service. Explain to folks what's happening up in Alaska.
So this started back in 2016 when the Obama administration was in office. And with the Parks and Preserves lands, they did a rule change and changed the definition of predator hunting and how those ecosystems were supposed to be managed. Then they did it to the National Wildlife Refuge system up there. And taking those two properties, those two lands, it comes out to like 77 million acres. It would have been the equivalent of the fourth largest state out in the nation, like right behind Montana. And so that's a lot of public land. That's a lot of precedent. Alaska has it in like three federal documents, including their Statehood Act and the National Wildlife Refuge Reform Act and another federal document that the state gets to manage the lands in accordance to their traditions and fish and game and how they do things. Clearly written out, you know, and nationwide, each state has control. The states manage lands manage the fish and game even on federal lands within their borders. It's just how it's done. Outside of the Endangered Species Act and the Migratory Waterfowl Act, the feds don't manage fish and game. So, but these guys came in, changed the rule, and that was having to do with predator hunting. If you couldn't take into consideration just the caribou herds and everything else, and you couldn't increase predator harvest to protect those herds. So if they were wiping out the caribou herds and the other ungulates, that didn't matter. And that's not how it's done. A lot of people in Alaska depend on those herds and that meat, subsistence hunters, even your quote-unquote sport hunters who need food for the table. And so they banned the taking of grizzly bears with bait, but not black bears. They banned a whole bunch of things that were being used, and not just by hunters, subsistence or sport hunters, but by biologists. You know, they they had it written in there in emergency situations, you know, distemper outbreaks in areas, whatever those situations are, that the biologists could go in, kill wolves or kill whatever to control an outbreak. Kind of like we have right now, COVID, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Is to contain the outbreak. So it reversed that. And that's what you see in all these headlines right now. You know, Trump is, you know, reversed this, and now they're going to be killing wolves in dens and grizzly bears in dens while they're sleeping and killing cubs and all that. But that's not the case. The wolf thing was used once in all these decades, and that's when they had an outbreak of distemper and they couldn't relocate the pups or put them in a zoo or anything like that. They had to kill them. Used once in decades.
Yeah.
So they made these rules changes, and that's just a federal overreach from our point of view. It's like, whoa. This is the state's, this is the state's authority. They get to decide this. And if they could do it in Alaska, where it's protected with three federal documents, including their agreement to come into the union as a state, that would set precedent throughout the whole West and throughout the rest of the nation. You know, what, a lot of public land in the West and other places that then the feds could start grabbing and say, nope, we're going to dictate how you're going to manage this fishing game, which that's just not how it's done. And then it politicizes wildlife. Whoever's sitting in office can then just push these rules through and make it, and then it just, we have a seesaw going on back and forth and not scientific wildlife management.
Mm-hmm. And now we've had a flip-flop, a victory in Alaska, and you guys have been a part of this fight from the get-go, both in the courts and through a petition to the Department of the Interior since 2017. And we've seen a reversal up there that is a big score for sportsmen.
Yes, it's huge. So this is, you know, this is what we were fighting for. And we filed it in court. And when it came to the wildlife refuge lands, that was done right at the end of the Obama administration. And so the Trump administration was Congress came in, and Congress is able to reverse that. And there was the Alaska delegates and others that spearheaded it, and they reversed it in Congress and said, nope, this is overreach, and Congress threw it out. But the Parks and Preserves rule change took place earlier in the year, and time had elapsed. So that's when we filed the lawsuit, said nope, and we did it with the Alaska Professional Hunters and Guides Association. And filed it, and we've been battling it now for, 3 years? And it finally got pushed through, and it should be published in the Register this next week. And so that's a huge victory for us, and what we're hoping to accomplish by repealing that rule and returning it to how it's been for decades. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
You look at it in the media, and it sounds like Trump is reversing – this rule, and what is it, like, it's been like, this is a big change. It's not a big change. The big change is what the Obama administration did. This is returning it to scientific wildlife management that we had before.
The way that it has worked for over a century in North America and been duplicated around the globe.
Exactly.
Brian, it's important to know who we're voting on when we check the box, or, you know, we go down through that ballot when we stand in the ballot box. Really need to know how they feel about our gun rights, how they feel about hunting and our outdoor activities, fishing, the freedom to do so, the effect it has on day-to-day life on this planet, scientific research. We need to do a little research before we vote, don't we?
Yo, definitely. Definitely need to do the research, and you need to kind of look at it all in a big picture and decide if that person is looking out for your best interests or not. Look at who they're getting money from. You know, I mean, yeah, heck, you can go to the opposition side. Our big opposition is the Humane Society of the United States, and they put out a legislative report card saying, yeah, here's, these guys support us, and we give them an A, a B, a C. Well, if they're getting an A from Humane Society, and they'll even break it down by the acts that they've done, you know, and this, they'll do that pretty deep into state-level stuff. You can see if they're supporting hunting or not, and if they're not, then, well, you might not want to be voting for them.
Yep, it's important to you. Make sure that those that you put to work for you, supposedly, feel the same way you do. Hey, Brian, if you can hang on just a couple of minutes, I want to turn the conversation over toward the grizzly situation at Yellowstone.
You betcha.
He's a smart guy. I'm not personally very smart, but I hang out with really smart guys. Brian Lynn is one of them. From the Sportsman's Foundation.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to this old camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with all of my friends from Dallas Safari Club. Coming up a little later this hour, Brian Lynn is going to rejoin us from the Sportsman's Alliance Foundation. Going to talk about grizzlies in the Yellowstone ecosystem and what's been going on there back and forth through the years. Also, Gray Thornton from the Wild Sheep Foundation joins us. Evidently, there were some folks that took advantage of the system, looked up some public research data on collared rams, collared sheep, that were part of an ongoing study, and then used that GPS knowledge to, quote, hunt, unquote, those rams. That's not hunting. And the Wild Sheep Foundation does not condone that. I'll talk to Gray about it and what all took place there coming up a little later on in the show. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. And there's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. No matter the age, the physical condition, or lifestyle, activity level, pick up the Pro Plan that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and Kansas. I read it on the Fishing Wire. Utah's Department of Wildlife Resources is actively on the lookout for whoever dumped 260 white bass, sand bass we call them here in Texas, discarded, dumped them, left to rot on the side of the road, West Gentile Street near Syracuse, Utah, back in the middle of May. If you know anything there in Utah, please give the authorities a buzz. Ducks Unlimited has a brand new president. The 45th president of Ducks Unlimited is Doug Schoenrock. He's an Alabama resident and has been serving in one way or another with Ducks Unlimited for many, many years. He's been on the board of directors since 2002. Congratulations, Doug Schoenrock. It's one of the best bass lakes anywhere, and now they've got a fight on their hands at Lake Fork, Texas. Common salvinia. This stuff grows in a hurry when the weather turns warm, duplicates itself over and over and over, and can actually and literally choke out a lake. White Oak Creek Cove, the same spot that giant salvinia was found in 2018 and eventually eradicated. They're on it. Going to try to get rid of it quick. By the way, Texas, there will be no handheld printed copy of your outdoor annual this year. It's all digital. It's all online, the app. I don't know how many decades ago I started carrying one in my truck and keeping one at my desk every year. I've enjoyed my paper handheld copies, kind of like clinging to a day gone by, I guess, because it's gone. So is the Buffalo River Elk Festival in Arkansas. Originally planned for June 26 and 27, it's been canceled this year. COVID-19, this is where Arkansas's annual elk hunt permits are drawn, one of the largest draws to the festival for a lot of Arkansas hunters. That draw this year will be conducted using the same electronic drawing system used for turkeys, deer, and alligator. Evidently, Jacob Wheeler, even though he's been fishing the Major League Fishing format now for a few years, he remembers how to fish a five-fish tournament because he won that three-day FLW Toyota Series at Pickwick Lake the other day, picked up $38,000 plus. Buddy Gross of Chickamauga, Georgia, second place. Michael Bean, Bowling Green, Kentucky, third. Michael Brewer, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, fourth. And Justin Adkins of Florence, Alabama. He won that Forest Wood Cup a few years ago. He finished fifth. Hey, come see me at Kender Outdoors. Bring the kids along, too, because we've got a picture of some little grizzly cubs. And they're mighty cute. The kids will want to see them. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had to find a home for these little bear cubs. They were orphaned last month. And now they're at Barrazona Wildlife Park, Williams, Arizona. The cubs came from a female that was involved in a surprise encounter with a hiker near Dupire, Montana. The female had to be euthanized on April 9th. From the Outdoor Wire, inshore anglers from across Louisiana and surrounding regions converging on Lafitte, Louisiana, next weekend, June 13 and 14. The first of two regular season events for the Louisiana Division of the 2020 IFA Redfish Tour, presented by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. They're drawing out-of-state fishermen to this event from Texas to the Carolinas. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are Purina Pro Plan dogs. Performance formula dogs, 89%. Pick up the Pro Plan for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. I wonder if old Puddles up in the state of Washington is a Pro Plan dog. It always amazes me what God put into a dog's nose. Puddles is Washington State's first muscle detection dog. Even after close inspection by human beings, Puddles can circle a boat and point out exactly where quagga mussels and other invasive species still exist. Amazing. Well, hey, I could use a fresh cup of coffee. Let's take a short break. And then meet right back here in this camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aldad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great-tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audet or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Little reminder, Dallas Safari Club New Mexico is planning their banquet in person. Boy, won't that be refreshing. Islita Resort and Casino, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Saturday, August 22nd. Doors will open at 5. They've got some fantastic raffle and auction items, amazing hunt packages, fishing trips, all kinds of cool stuff. More info at bbkoradio.com. Delmer Smith is in the Bird Dog Hall of Fame. He was the recipient of the Boone Pickens Lifetime Sportsman's Award a few years ago. His opinion when it comes to bird dogs is highly esteemed. He's been there and done that. Another guy that's been around the bird dog and field trial world for decades and decades is my friend Bob West up in Iowa. One day, a few years ago, at the Bird Dog Hall of Fame in Grand Junction, Tennessee, I sat down with these two bird dog legends and just had a little fun with them. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Well, today on the show, instead of training dogs, we're just going to talk about each other. Now, Bob West, you've been bird hunting a time or two, been on the road, field trial or two with Delmer Smith. Is he a pretty good guy to bunk with, partner with on the road?
No, huh?
No. What's the problem?
Well, he don't sleep much.
He doesn't?
No, and when he does, he gets up early.
Okay. Delmer, I think you and I would get along. I'm between 3 and 4 most mornings.
Well, I like to keep the radio on. Yeah, if I don't have a television, I like keeping on all night because I might miss something. And Bob always hollering about that.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and he turns it off on me. I go to sleep and he turns it off on me and I have to wake up to turn it back on.
So the radio goes off and that wakes you up. I understand. Well, it must be something good about old Delmer because you guys have done this together a long time, Bob.
Oh, yeah. We've been, I don't know how many years together, and he's a joy. He's what everybody thinks he is. He's a gentleman. Knowledge you cannot believe, Billy. This guy knows the name of their dog, name of their horse, and he can talk about a find that happened 20 years ago. Yeah. And honest as days long, we've judged a number of pretty important trials together, and he's almost like a father to me. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. I've never met anyone that speaks ill or doesn't like Delmer Smith, whether they've met you personally or not.
I have.
Other than Bob, until today, Delmer. Now,
in fact, I can tell you a story about this fella. He can't hear very good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah.
So he just finished judging a trial, and there was a guy came up to him that didn't agree with the placements.
Yeah.
And he scolded Delmer pretty harsh.
Uh-oh.
And when it was all over, Delmer kind of tipped his hat and said, thank you. And a few minutes later, the guy come up to him and said, Delmer, you're such a gentleman to sit up there and take that kind of criticism and those words and not lose your composure and thank the guy. And Delmer said, well, why? What did he say?
You never heard him.
I didn't hear him.
You thought he was inviting you to the Christmas party.
Well, I thought he was really praising me real good.
That is the truth. That's a true story.
That's a true story.
Now, since you have such a good memory and you remember these finds and all these great bird dogs and horses and all, tell me about Bob West. What kind of shot is he?
Well, I didn't get to go a whole lot with it, but I know they brought in a bunch of birds.
Okay, so you don't know if they came from someone else's bag or his, but
no,
he always...
I don't know if he shot them in the air or on the ground.
But he had the bird.
Well, yeah, he's got the part. He's all right. He's U.S. choice.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys have been on the field trial circuit together quite a bit and judged a bunch together. What are you looking for in a bird dog when you're judging him, Delmer?
Okay, we're looking for a bird dog to be a bird dog. And that's one thing Bob and I agreed on, and we didn't even talk about it or anything. Wow. But the ability for that dog, how to go to find the birds, use the country, and handle them everything, and that's what you look for.
Yeah.
And hoping that that dog, as a breeder, will breed that same type of dogs.
Yeah. Now, Bob, if that dog had run out there, and just before he pointed that bird, if he had turned the radio on, would you have picked that dog up?
Yeah, I'd have had him up right away.
Oh, boy. I appreciate you guys spending a little time with me today. I know it's a lot of bird dog knowledge, and we're having a little fun with each other here and going around the knowledge and just having fun. But that's a big part of hunting and field trialing and bird dogs is the companionships, the relationships, and the fun.
That's the most important thing. And to be with Bob, and Bob's always sharper than a razor on both ends. And he can always come out with the right things.
Right.
Yeah.
Those relationships are special.
Yeah. I think, Billy, when it's all over, and I'm not even sure when it's all over, it's about the dogs. I think it's about the people. Like yourself, we've become such great friends. I field trialed with your father-in-law how long ago? And
why didn't you discourage him from that and pick him up a long time ago?
I don't know. Bobby's pretty persistent. He hung in there, and he's another good guy, you know, that we've got so many stories about. And although I've judged with Delmer an awful lot, I didn't run against him or with him when he was running in his heyday. But you hear the stories about him and the people, like you say, he's here talking to people that he knew their grandfather and great-grandfather and ran with them. And it ends up being about the people.
Yeah.
Well, a great dog here and there, but people.
Yep, it's all about the people, and the people so dedicated to these dogs, for sure. Now, I want both of you guys to tell me something. I've known both of you for quite a while now, and neither one of you ever gets any older. How do you do that?
Well, is this going on air?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The best I know, I keep myself warmed out, my teeth floated. Let me do that. That is in the dog world and the horse world. The horses, you keep their teeth floated where they're good. They keep eating, they keep going. And if you keep them free of worms with the dogs and things, they keep them going.
Yeah, now are you using Ivermec on yourself, or how do you worm yourself?
With Ivermec.
Do you?
Yeah.
No kidding. I was joking. You're serious.
I'm serious. All the same thing. That's what they... It's all the same. They worm all them people the same thing.
Well, there you go.
All that type is people and dogs and horses. All animals.
Same thing. That's an animal. Bob, first time I saw you was 20-something years ago, and you two guys are proof that if you'll get behind a bird dog and chase him all your life, it'll keep you young.
Well, it'll keep you young, but you got to eat right. You got to pick your grandparents pretty carefully, too, because that inherited, and I don't know, take care of yourself, but I think the grace of God comes in there a little bit once in a while just to get you through them hard spots,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for you kids listening at home, we don't want you to run grab the Ivermec out of the kennel or the barn. Don't do that. Ask your mom and daddy about that. Tell them to call Delmer, right?
No, don't call me. Call the vet.
Call the veterinarian, he said. That is a couple of legends. What a pleasure to go back and listen to that old audio of Bob West and Delmer Smith. Hey, both of those guys feed and believe in and have forever Purina ProPlan Performance Formula. 30% protein and 20% fat. It's absolutely hands down the best fuel you can give your hard-working bird dog.
pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, coming up in just a little while, Gray Thornton is going to join us from his home up in Montana. He is the president and CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. We'll be talking about a conundrum. On one hand, you have public information, which should be transparent. But what if that information is the whereabouts, the GPS location of collared rams under study, and people use that information wrongly? We'll talk about it when I come back from the coffee pot. And Brian Lynn with the Sportsman's Alliance Foundation is going to join us, talking grizzlies in the Yellowstone ecosystem.
Good morning, I'm Trigger Tommy from the Swamp People on History Channel. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Come on, Billy, let's have some shrimp.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and opt it for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com. Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious Pro Plan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other, to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lose.com or mrcrappie.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Gray Thornton is the president and CEO of some very important work that gets done at the Wild Sheep Foundation, and he joins us now from his home in Montana. How are you, Gray? And by the way, I hear you were just down here in Texas not too long ago.
I'm doing great, Billy. How are you? Yeah, I drove down to SAM, the Sportsman's All-Weather All-Terrain Marksmanship course at FTW Ranch outside of Barksdale. It was a fabulous drive down. Good to spend 4.5 days in Texas and amongst my Texas friends, and then 3 days driving back.
Well, the last time we spoke, the Wild Sheep Foundation was replacing their in-person banquets because of COVID-19 with online auctions, and that's been an ongoing deal. How's that working out? I'm just curious.
You know, Billy, it's gone pretty darn well. And, you know, we just had a data point that I was very pleased to see. Wild Sheep Foundation hosted an online auction for the Oregon statewide mule deer tag that was originally presented to our chapter, Oregon Foundation for North America Wild Sheep, and they canceled their May event. And then also the Washington Shiras Moose Tag. We did the auction. It closed Saturday night, May 30th, and we got a record price for the Oregon Statewide Mule Deer Tag. So that money all goes to Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife for their mule deer program. So we're very, very pleased to help Oregon FNAS with that, and the Washington Shiras Moose Tag with $50,000. I think, Billy, that, you know, the hunting conservation community is fed up with being stuck indoors. We know that our agencies are going through some tough times as well, as we all are. And we want to support the resource. We want to support wildlife conservation, and those that have the financial ability to do so are doing so in spades. So, good for the two auction buyers that supported Washington and Oregon wildlife conservation.
Absolutely. That's really good news, better than I even expected to hear. So congratulations. That's big.
We're thrilled. We're thrilled that, you know, again, I just think it bodes well for the mindset of our community. You know, the hunters and anglers, the conservationists out there, you know, we're going to continue to the best of our ability to do what we do best, and that is, you know, work for wildlife, work for habitat, and work to protect this heritage.
Good for you. Good news. Hey, the reason I was calling is because of a conundrum that we've run into, and I read the Wild Sheep Foundation's response to this, and I fully agree with how you guys are handling this, but I did want to share it with our audience. Conservation groups, lawmakers, open government advocates, pitted in a debate over legislation that restricts the use of access to state-produced data on the exact locations of individual animals, including game. Now, this comes out of the Helena Independent Record. And basically what this boils down to is when a research project is done with our wild sheep or whatever, and they're collared, that is, because it's a government agency, public information. And so some guys, I'm not going to call them hunters, but some people that own rifles looked this information up online, found out where these sheep were, and then pursued them. Am I right about that?
Well, most states protect that data. You know, the challenge is there's some that are becoming very, very clever and realizing that, you know, they could request that data and then find out where these, you know, these sheep in this case, or it could be a mule deer, it could be an elk, could be a moose. You know, and Billy, you know, that's not hunting, in our opinion. And I guess to really break it down, you know, the Wild Sheep Foundation purpose is to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. You know, when we work with a state, provincial, tribal, territorial, First Nation agency, and we collar some animals, to track movement, to track where they're going, to see what habitat they're using, you know, spring, summer, winter, you know, and to get that data, you know, that data is intended to follow that purpose of putting and keep wild sheep on the mountain. That data is not for the purpose of taking them off. Now, you know, you're a hunter, I'm a hunter. I mean, we love to get a field, but, you know, as our marketing communication director, Keith Balford, said, and I love this statement, he says, you know, the thing about hunting is it's problem solving. You know, it is pitting you against nature and pitting you against a wild animal and solving problems, whether it's terrain, whether it's weather, whether it's patterning a, you know, a deer, you know, a big whitetail in South Texas or whatever. And he says again, he says it really well. He says, you know, once we solve all the problems, we'll lose something special. You know, outcomes shouldn't be guaranteed. You know, I mean, would we watch the Super Bowl if we knew what the outcome was? And, you know, and I get it, you know, and I lived in Texas for 11 years and I love it. Some of the finest times of my life. And I know that, you know, under managed deer programs, we put trail cameras out and, you know, we're excited to see the bucks that were, you know, that were growing. And, you know, I get all that. But it can just go too far, in my personal opinion, and many opinions. And in this particular case, you know, collared animals. Now, let me be clear. No. There is nothing wrong with harvesting a collared animal. You know, collared deer are taken, collared elk taken, collared sheep are taken, because they are part of the public resource. But what's not cool is using the data of where they are and, hey, I'm going to go get Waldo the Bighorn and I know exactly where he is because I've gone online and I've tracked his location and I know on this day he's there. Again, that's not hunting. That's not why we go into the field. That's why we don't solve those problems and have those surprises. So, yeah, we're certainly in opposition and supportive of the legislation that would prevent, even though we want transparent governance, you know, that's not what that data is for. That data is for research. That data is to conserve the species, not to help us as hunters make it easier on ourselves to go out and find, you know, Jane Doe or John Doe or Waldo the Bighorn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to the fish hatchery with a dip net. And, it's not hunting for sure.
No.
Great. We appreciate your stance. And by the way, I read this from a newsletter that comes regularly from the Wild Sheep Foundation. And Gray, if folks want to learn more about what you guys do there, they'd like to have your newsletter as well. They'd like to maybe become a member and help in the effort of conserving, preserving these beautiful animals. Where do they go? What do they do?
Billy, we'd invite them to go to wildsheepfoundation.org. That's wildsheepfoundation.org. You'll get a pop-up window that'll ask if you'd like to get our newsletter. It's called Mountain Minutes. Currently, it's weekly. We're actually going to drop that to twice a month to not inundate your inbox with emails. But good information on not only wild sheep conservation and wild sheep hunting, but all wildlife conservation and hunting and conservation issues. So invite them to wildsheepfoundation.org. You can fill out a form and get our complimentary e-newsletter, and we'll appreciate your support and obviously appreciate the membership.
You bet. Thanks again for the time. Gray Thornton, President and CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. Well, we're not going to move too far from Gray's house for our next conversation, and that will be with Brian Lynn, the Sportsman's Alliance, talking about grizzlies and the Yellowstone ecosystem.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Mark Davis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the backcountry to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. The events this spring have made it abundantly clear to many Americans that they should possess the skills it takes to produce food for our families. How to catch a fish, how to harvest wild game. But where do you start?
First thing I want to do with the customer is talking about what their needs are. Are we shooting recreationally? Are we going to hunt with this? Are we looking for a tournament bow?
Cinnamon Creek Archery, Roanoke, Texas, has always featured the finest facilities. And even more importantly, the finest teachers and people. Hands-on, knowledgeable, and hard work.
Ask some questions too. Don't be afraid to say, well, why am I doing this? And why do you want me to anchor here? We pride ourselves here and make sure we're teaching them not only about the bow, but how to shoot that bow, how to be proficient with that. And so you can understand and replicate those better in the field.
There's never been a better time or opportunity to learn the skills needed to harvest wild game for the table, along with your entire family.
Make it fun and keep it a very positive experience. Every shot they shoot is a great shot.
Your journey starts at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon Hunting Blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon Hunting Blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot. Ever framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at DillonManuf.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Always enjoy it when Brian Lynn from the Sportsman's Alliance Foundation joins us, because these guys are always at the forefront of the fight for you and me, the outdoors man or woman, the hunter, trapper, fisherman. And when it comes to wildlife or conservation battles, I don't guess anything more than wolves or grizzlies gets North Americans stirred up and on one side or the other. And over the past few years, Brian, grizzlies in the Yellowstone ecosystem have been a hot topic. What's the latest there?
Oh, yeah, so that's another lawsuit that we're involved in, and related, it's paralleling the Great Lakes wolf case, which is one we've been in for 10 years now, 12 years, and it's kind of paralleling the same arguments. So you can see how precedent gets set, and then arguments get replayed in parallels. You know, this is all about the Endangered Species Act, removing an animal from the Endangered Species Act once it reaches all the thresholds. And in the case of both the Great Lakes wolves and the Yellowstone grizzly bear, they've surpassed every metric that was ever put out for them to be listed as recovered. And now we're seeing fights on, you know, red tape. You didn't do this study. This food source is declining. And they just keep moving the goalposts, pushing it back. And so last year or 2 years ago, the judge said, nope, and slapped the grizzlies back on the endangered species list after the Trump administration pushed to have them removed. He put them back on there and said, you have to look at how allowing hunting of these animals will impact the other populations if something were to happen. If they were to drop lower, how is that going to impact the Northern Continental Divide or the Cascade Range grizzly bear populations? It is the same argument that the judge in the Great Lakes wolf case said, if you delist and allow the hunting of the wolves in the Great Lakes, how does that impact the wolves in the West and the Rockies and everywhere else if populations drop? So they gave this checklist of all the things that Fish and Wildlife had to do to jump through hoops. And so a couple weeks ago, we all stood up in virtual court and gave a rebuttal, and Sportsman's Alliance and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you know, argued for a full reversal of this ruling of the appeal that said said the Fish and Wildlife has to jump through all these hoops. And then Fish and Wildlife took a more moderate stance, and they argued for a reduced kind of scope of what they had to complete to streamline it and shorten it. And we'll see what the ruling comes back. The three judges asked questions and were digging. So that's good. It's not like they already had their mind made up. So you never know how these things are going to pan out, but we'll see. It's a good indicator that they were asking about the scope of these things and what would happen and what needs to happen. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, last time we had a reversal and then a judge stepped in and stopped it a couple of years ago. You were talking about that. If I remember correctly, that was like the day before or the week before the first grizzly hunt in Yellowstone was to take place.
I can't remember the exact story.
Hunter may have been in the field.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. So they were delisted and they were about to be, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana were going to have seasons. I think Montana was pushed it off and weren't. They decided not to do it. Idaho was going to allow like one grizzly to be killed, and Wyoming was going to allow a few. And this is the area outside the park. That's the part also that, again, the fake news stuff that you see where they say hunting in Yellowstone, it sounds like it's in the park. It's not. It's the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. So it's the ecosystem of the park and the surrounding several hundred miles around the park in those three states. And so those three states were going to hold their hunts, and the judge stepped in and put a stay on it and then continued it and then finally offered a ruling and said nope and slapped them back on the endangered species list until they completed all these requirements, which is what we were arguing against in court a couple weeks ago.
And that Yellowstone ecosystem, have you guys, Brian, seen any research done or anything done? Has wildlife depredation since we started protecting grizzlies up there, it has to be on the rise. There have to be more human encounters now and issues.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, the grizzly bears are a big draw in the park. I mean, if you're driving through the park and there's a grizzly bear on the side of the road, there will be a traffic jam watching that thing, which is fine, whatever. That's what the park is there for. But when those same bears walk out of the park, they're accustomed to people and food and all that. Yeah, there's been an increase, and the states are saddled with that. The states have to deal with the costs of either taking care of those bears, relocating them, trapping them, tranquilizing them, and relocating them someplace else, which usually doesn't work, or they're responsible for euthanizing them, and that costs money, you know, so time and money. So the states are the ones that get saddled with all of this, and it's, you know, due to a federal rule and a judge's interpretation. So Hopefully one day we can get these guys delisted and we can manage them like every other game species out there. You know, it's kind of funny that nobody is appealing and fighting the delisting of a three-toed salamander, but when it comes to wolves, grizzlies, everything else, it's tooth and nail. You know, it's why, you know, it's it all comes down to fundraising and messaging, but at the end of the day, there isn't a species out there that's ever gone extinct or come close to extinct using North American model of conservation and wildlife management. They've only proliferated.
None.
Yeah.
Zero. That's a exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, call me crazy, but wouldn't it be smarter to scientifically manage the Yellowstone ecosystem grizzlies and let hunters pay the big money that it takes to conserve and protect these bears and take out the recommended number of bears from that ecosystem that scientists, biologists study every day of the year? It makes sense to me.
Yeah, no, quit. You're being crazy and talking logical now, Billy. So, that would definitely be it, you know. And everything they say, you know, they trump up excuses. Oh, there's this many mortalities due to human conflict. There's this many mortalities due to natural, you know, selection and whatever else, or disease. And the wildlife biologists take all of that into consideration. They take into consideration the population, and they are using a very conservative estimate. They're estimated at around 750. That's on the most conservative side of things. There's some that say it can be double. Some models and everything say it's even double that. So, you know, it's the managers know what they're doing. They estimate it conservatively. They know the mortality rates, the sustainability of those mortality rates. And having a hunter take out, I think between the three states, it would have been like 12 or 14 grizzlies total. I think there's more than that hit by trains. You know, so
that's true. Yeah, there you go. Brian Lynn, tell us how we can learn more about the Sportsman's Alliance, how we can get involved, how we can help you guys out.
You betcha. If you go to Sportsmen's, M-E-N-S, sportsmensalliance.org, you can see all the cases there. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can sign up for your state alerts. So when something moves in your state and we put out the emails, you'll get that alert. You can join as a member, which helps us. All these lawyers and every lobbyists cost money, so it does help us if y'all join. You can also find us on all the social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, etc., and follow some of our doings there.
Brian, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we will again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy. Anytime.
Hey, I also want to thank you for listening to the show and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we always have together. Also want to invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your vine.